It is the 10th day of June, 2014. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us today to take a look at what happened in Chicago at the CME Group is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace, what farmers are thinking, and it's probably not pretty other than, hey, rainfall makes grain.
Rain does make grain. We got a report tomorrow, and don't be looking for too many positive surprises for new crop because the rain is feeling like it's making grain to everybody out here looking that way. You know, we saw a little bit of pop in the bean market today. We saw, they say there was some pricing going on by China and by other end users in the beans before the report tomorrow, because that's the number that could get a little dicey, is whether we cut the carry out some more in the beans and see what's going on. So there's a little bit of pricing there that sold off at the end of the day compared to what it was. And, of course, then Brazil's CONAB raised their estimate of their 2014 corn crop, and that, along with the DDGs being canceled by China, and it looks like they're going to be canceled for the future, kept the corn market under pressure and took us right back down on support at that 445 in both the July and the D's corn time.
It seems to me, I did recall it or see somewhere that CONAB also lowered the Brazilian soybean crop. Is that correct?
I think they did that. I didn't think that was today's report too, but I don't know. I think they did lower that a little bit.
Okay, so as you look forward into this marketplace, then producers are thinking to themselves, I'm sure at this point, boy, the rain's going to make the crops really jump. It's really good, and it looks like this could turn out to be a very good year. I'll have more grain to sell. I wish I could sell it at a higher price. Any advice to them about what they might be able to do, if anything at all?
Well, right in here, of course, if we break through this support level in the corn, it looks like we will go on down. But, you know, we've already priced a fair amount of our corn for our customers here. If you haven't priced anything, then I think we got to look for a little bit of a summer weather rally before we get into doing too much. But, you know, we're a little bit hesitant here as to be pricing. But down another dime or something, we might actually be taking a shot at buying a little bit.
Yeah, that was 435 on the December contract would be, what, the previous low, right?
And down in that range, why you know, for end users, why we're looking at maybe owning a little corn in that 435 to 438 range.
You mentioned that USDA might maybe consider changing the carry out for soybeans. That would be for this year. It's already down at 130 million bushels, if I remember correctly. It would be pretty hard for them to make that much tighter than that, I would think.
You know, the average guess is 127. Not a lot down, but it is a little down. And, you know, as we see China sort of pull back here on the DDGs, one of the thoughts were that they thought that would maybe their crush margins have went down. DDGs are higher in protein, and they're thinking that maybe a little more meal might be used in their country for that, and also help them along with their idea of selling some of their reserve corn out to start rotating stocks. So that doesn't bode well for the beans to continue the export pace we're seeing to China.
And one last thing before I let you go, probably ought to take up those $200 cattle. I see the August, September, October, and November are all above that level in the feeder cattle now.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, we thought that was a target, and the target we're hearing out there now is 214 to 215 on those. As the price of corn goes down, that is very possible.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Joined us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.